write a law in effect and make it happen without going through the Congress. He never used to be able to do that. Those do exist. And some Adventist alarmists will say it's going to happen like that. In the middle of the night, the president's going to wake up and decide to pass a Sunday law for whatever reason. It's not going to happen that way. There's no way it's going to happen that way, because Revelation 13:11 says the United States is going to speak as a dragon. And Sister White says the speaking of the nation is the action of his legislative and judicial authorities. The Sunday law is going to come through the Congress of the United States, through the judicial branch of the United States. And before that happens, brothers and sisters, you're going to have a Congress in place that has a willingness and a mentality to do that. You're going to have a judicial branch in place that has a willingness to uphold such a law. And that's the thing that we should be seeing this evening, is that that Congress and that judicial force is in place. It's there already, and that's what we'll be showing you as we continue on. The speaking of a nation, remember that. And by the way, in Bible prophecy, there are several powers that speak. It's not simply the United States. If you remember, there's a power that speaks great words against the Most High. Well, when it's talking about that power that we know as the Roman power, it's talking about legal pronouncements that the papacy made to persecute people, and it's the action of it, the legislative body of whatever power is speaking. Now, let me tell you about the Supreme Court, because Satan has been making a march upon the United States, the Constitution of the United States, in order to accomplish his plan to sit upon the throne of the earth and rule the earth and act as God. And he's known what he's needed to do, and he's been pushing the buttons throughout history to get it accomplished. And at the same time, here in the last 25 years that he's been making some very large movements in that direction, he seems to have placed Adventism into a deep, deep sleep. But when you go back and look in these historical events that's taken place, and if you want to compare them with what we understand